Hey, it's time for VoiceOver Body Shop as we enter into the holiday season. George is in his hovel in Topanga Canyon because he's got the flu. And our
quarantine
guest tonight,
zone.
Yes, is Jack Daniel.
Wow, that's impressive.
And the women go wild. We got lots of great stuff to talk with him about. If you've got a question for him, throw it in the chat room right now. Somebody's watching it, and we'll get that question to him in a little bit. But right now, stay tuned, because we're going to talk with Jack about all the amazing stuff that he is doing right now on VoiceOver Body Shop.
From the outer reaches, they came, bearing the knowledge of what it takes to properly record your voiceover audio. And together, from the center of the VO universe, they bring it to you now. George Whittem, the engineer to the VO stars, a Virginia Tech grad with the skills to build, set up, and maintain the professional VO studios of the biggest names in VO today. And you, Dan Leonard, the voiceover home studio master, a professional voice talent with the knowledge and experience to help you create a professional sounding home VO studio. And each week, they allow you into their world, bringing you talks with the biggest names in the voiceover world today, letting you ask your questions, and giving you the latest information to make the most of your voiceover business. Welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan signature products, Source Elements, remote studio connections for everyone, VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your VO website isn't a pain in the butt. VOHeroes.com, become a hero to your clients with award-winning voiceover training. J. Michael Collins Demos, when quality matters. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live to drive from their super secret clubhouse and studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are the guys.
Good evening, or whatever time you're watching this. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittem,
who has a cold. And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop,
or VO
BS.
Well, happy holidays to everybody as we get into the holiday season. Now we'll be doing our tech talk next week that you'll be able to watch. So we'll add a little bit of holiday cheer to that, I guess. But right now everybody's like thinking about what it is they need to get all the people they love or think they do.
Zycam.
Zycam, exactly. So you have the flu and that's why you're not with us tonight.
Yes, I'm staying safely far, far away in my little hole in the canyon. I just thought it was the best idea for everyone. I've even had a client today who I did work for, but I did it remotely. I had somebody else go there and physically do the work, and I just checked in. I'm like, yep, you did a good job on FaceTime. Because I couldn't go anywhere near her. She's pregnant, too, on top of that. She's like, you cannot go near me.
I know. And you're not infecting the rest of the voiceover world tonight. So that's...
I know. Neither will I be this week. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, enjoy the wilderness. But you're with us now, anyway. But joining us now is our guest tonight, who's joining us from around the block. Jack Daniel joined us here at VOBS a couple of years ago as our social media czar, and he came to Southern California intent on making an impact, and he has
a splash.
I forgot my towel. Anyway, let's welcome Jack Daniel. He gets to come up here and sit down.
Well, hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Dan. It's good to
see
the
you, clubhouse.
Man.
Things have changed a little
miss
bit
you guys.
Since you were last here, but you need to come visit more often.
I definitely will try.
Okay, good.
We'll talk money later.
Yeah, we did before, didn't we? Oh, anyway. you're now here in Southern California. 3 years now?
It'll be 3 years in March this coming year.
Oh, it'll be 9 years that we've been doing this show in March, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. It predates you. I mean, you were like in high school.
But it didn't really take off until I joined the show.
Oh, that's, so. You had an impact. It was important. Oh, so tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you got into voiceover.
Well, I'm from the East Coast, like so many of us. I was born in Philly, and my family still live back there in South Jersey. I was living in D.C. before I made the move out to California, but that was to the Bay Area. So I was in San Francisco for quite a while.
What were you doing there?
I was doing sketch comedy for a long time. I was in a traveling sketch comedy group. We'd go around the country and make the yucks. And then I was making a spectacularly poor living. And
acting pays,
just so you're clear. Acting pays.
Yeah.
But I was having a good time with it. And I really like writing and performing in comedic work, so it was fun. I then started doing sales because I'm like, I actually have to make some money. So I took a job in a startup in that whole Silicon Valley type thing and did that for quite a long time. And, you know, I did pretty well at it, but the acting thing kept coming back to me. And then like so many of us, I heard about this voiceover thing and thought, well, that looks easy. I should just do that. And of course it looks easy. And it like anything else, it takes a lot of work and a lot of intention and a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And so I just started doing it.
How did you start there? Because I mean, there's a great voiceover community up in the Bay Area.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know it. I didn't really get to start learning or meeting people until I started to make the move here. So my focus was always toward L.A. So once I made that decision, I started moving mentally toward L.A. about a year before I made the move.
You aimed high, man. You didn't waste a lot of time networking in your old neighborhood.
Well, what I was doing was, I think, the right approach. Anything I try to do in my life, I try to think who are the best at it and then find those people and then try to get them to deliver that knowledge to me, usually for money. And I did that with Jody Gottlieb and Joyce Castellanos, Dave Walsh, you know, some of the best coaches in the business, Harry Dunn. I just found all of those guys and said, I'm going to pay you guys to teach me how to do this stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, you just don't know what you don't know until you start working at it and hearing yourself and hearing how terrible you are. I'll tell you a quick story. My first voiceover job or attempt at a job was when I went to, I was on one of the pay to plays, and I remember having my little crappy interface, my little crappy mic and my horrible setup, thinking, I am going to nail this. And I'm just going to quit my job when the money starts rolling in. I mean, I was really thinking this way. And I remember the first feedback I got back, the guy gave me, it must have been Voice 123 or something, but it said one star. And I was like, what are you talking about, one star?
Don't you hate that?
And then he wrote,
what a bully.
He just said, I should thank him because he actually gave me feedback. And he said, your sound quality is terrible. You don't, you know, learn to do what you're doing. And I was, of course, hurt because when somebody tells you the truth, it hurts. Usually. And that's why I decided, okay, I'm going about this wrong. You can't just think that you have a nice voice or whatever. You need to learn how to do this.
Important lesson number one in voiceover. Yeah. It ain't about
many
the
more
voice.
Failures were to come.
Oh, okay. Well, you can tell us all about
those. No.
So when did you decide that LA was the place to be and what prompted you to leave up anchor?
I heard a Mamas and Papas song. And no, that's not true. Yeah. I was, you know, doing this coaching stuff and, you know, you start to build relationships with people. I came down for, I think it was VO Mastery in 2016, which was November of that year. And I just met so many people. I met one of my great idols, Joe Cipriano, who I'm honored to call a friend now. But people like him and Randy Thomas and Debbie Derryberry, they were all there.
I think I met you there too. That's
right. I went up to you and I said, hey, my name's Jack Daniel. And I said, oh yeah, I've seen you in the chat room. Mm. But it was thrilling for me. Of course, now I know you, it's not as thrilling, but no, it was just wonderful. I mean, actually meeting these people, and I thought, I gotta be here. You know, this is where it's happening. And so I just said, okay, I'm gonna get myself together and make the move. And that's what I did in a few months.
So you just packed up the van and rolled down I-5.
I had a few resources, not a lot. I was not a wealthy man, but I just thought, you know, I had a lot of faith in myself and I'm in a dream in my eye. And so I just got in the car, came down here, lived on the street for about 6 months. Oh, that's not true, actually. I actually had rented a place remotely. I never even saw the place. But the realtor showed me all these videos, and they never lie, so I knew it was good.
A realtor,
and that's actually the townhouse I live in now. You've seen it. You've been over.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, so I actually got very lucky in that event. And luck has always been a part of my long, long career.
Well, you got to have a little bit of luck.
You do.
I mean, the thing is when opportunity and luck comes your way, you got to deliver.
So you're saying pay off?
No, I'm saying it's a metaphor for
deliver. Right. Yeah, deliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what was your plan?
Plan? You're cute, Dad.
Oh, I tried.
No, I honestly, it wasn't so. I did have a plan, I guess, but it wasn't a one where I was like step one, step two. It was if I'm going to be down here, if there's an opportunity to do something that could increase my surface area with potential clients, or people who could I could just meet with and talk to, I'm going to do that. That's my deal with myself if I'm going to make this trip. And that's hard for me because I'm actually a homebody. Wendy's here. She would tell you the same thing. Don't deny it. I prefer to just stay home and, watch a movie. But I was like, if I'm going to be here, I've got to take advantage of it. And so I did that quite a bit. You probably remember I was popping up everywhere because I was just relentlessly I don't know if I was aggressive, but I was certainly persistent.
You made yourself known.
I made myself known.
Squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheel.
Well, I mean, but when you walk into a room, everybody notices you because you're just a little bit taller than everybody else.
7 feet, 5 inches is not that tall, actually.
Well.
No, but yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because so many people have been welcoming and you just never know. You could hit people in the wrong time, your timing's off, and then people just don't receive you in the same way.
Right.
I kind of got lucky this time. I've had many, many instances in my life where the timing wasn't there. This seemed to have been one of those things, and the city thus far seems to have been very welcoming to me, and I'm just grateful.
Yeah. Now, you said you had limited resources. Now, to everybody out there who's like trying to get into the voiceover business, I remember trying to get into the life insurance business.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that when you're in debt.
No.
Can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
You had enough, you had enough ramen noodles to survive while you were trying to get this all going.
I wish I could say I did. I'm going to tell you the wrong way to do everything.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear.
You'd still get lucky. No, I really didn't. I came down here with some credit cards and started loading them up. I was getting work. I was very lucky. The first agency I went up toward, I managed to land a spot there and booked right away. So I did have a lot of luck and just whatever timing, whatnot. But I was filling up credit cards, just trying to get by. That first year was financially very challenging, but I didn't let anybody know, especially like girls I was dating, like Wendy. I was just like, no, I'm doing great. And, she didn't believe me. No, but it was challenging, but I just believed in myself. And I think you get to a certain point where you just kind of know in your bones that you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can call it arrogance or whatever, but in my mind, that's where I was. Was I ready in terms of delivering the goods, in terms of being up to snuff? Maybe not. I still had a lot of learning to do. I still have a lot of learning to do. We all do.
Well, you never
You're stop. Still better prepared than those people that show up on those singing competitions who feel in their heart that they are ready for television.
Yeah.
You don't got
and
it, dog.
They're completely.
Which is why I sold everything for the van that brought me to the show.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was kind of an element of that, George. I did just get really lucky. So I'm thankful for that.
You have to have, there's a certain point where you just have to crank up the confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to truly believe that you can do this stuff because if you don't believe it, nobody else is going to believe it.
And that's so the secret
of
voiceover.
It's not whatever cockiness or whatever it is not. It's success secrets.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. It's mental.
When I hear the greats in my mind, people I really admire, the Ashton Smiths, the Scott Rummels, going back to Ernie Anderson or Joe Sipp, all these people, what I hear is absolute certainty and belief, and they deliver that. And there's some kind of innate confidence. They built it up because, they deserve it. They've worked for it, but they just have that quality, and it has to be absolute, I think.
Yeah. So what happened when you got here? I mean, you got an apartment. What did you do to really get yourself out there to let people know you were here?
I started
Aside
going
from standing to... in their doorways.
Yeah. Lowry. but no, I went to every workshop I could. The things like Mary Lynn Wisner has those Meet the Pros events. I believe they're called something else now.
Yeah.
But that type of event where you can get in front of an agent. I was lucky enough to make friends with Joyce Castellanos and Gene Cordes. And they were teaching, so I would they'd invite me to just come along and sit.
Not
in
hard
and,
to do. They are the nicest people.
They're the nicest people in the world, yeah. And they've always very. They're one of my first connections in the city, and I'm very grateful for their friendship and love, but yeah. also what they've done for me. People like Joe Sipp. I mean, he had a workshop that changed my life.
What did he do?
He had a promo master's workshop, which was kind of funny because by no means was I a promo master, but you know, he had me audition for it, and he said, "You know what? You're no master. You never will be. But I'm going to let you know." And I did. I went into the workshop. I met people like one of your guests, Dan Nachtrab, who's since become a great friend of mine.
Nachtrab.
Probably one of the most influential people also in my career, because he is a fount of knowledge, and he has shared it with me on the inside baseball stuff. It's like, here's what you got to know about the managers. Here's what you got to know about the agencies. And he has shared that information with me, and that is probably at least as valuable as anything about technique. Mm.
So you met a lot of people mm-hmm. along the way.
Yeah.
Did being here in our clubhouse help at all?
The clubhouse. Say more about this. I think I missed a cue earlier.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, VOBS actually is one of the reasons I came down here. I was, you know, lurking for a bit and watching the show, and I saw people like Paul Stefano, you know, would help in the chat room. And I thought, well, I'd like to do that because I'd like to be a helpful person. Not in a solicitous way, but I, you know, sometimes people notice that if you stick your neck out and do things and say, you know, can I be helpful and mean it and actually not be a total jerk, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't for me. But I did that, and I started doing the chat room with you and thinking, well, this is fun. You know, you were a connection for me. I knew you guys, which is also why I stalked you and moved a mile away. No, I didn't know you were actually only going to be a mile away from me, which was actually great. Because
you could literally walk here if you needed to.
If I needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you the knowledge I got here technically, and just seeing all the people talk about the way they got to make who they were, you know, get their career started, and especially people who came back and showed you where they were then, more like Anthony Mendez.
Yeah.
You know, he was very inspirational to me. So I just watching that, it made me think, you know, this is doable because these are just guys and girls like me. I can do the things that they're talking about. And so I took that to heart, and that helped me build my confidence, and which is one of the reasons I kept coming back to help out around here, because it was so much fun for me.
Yeah. Until you were too busy, and then he just disappeared.
And then I was just like, later.
Yeah. Yeah, remember us when you're a big star.
Jim, Dave, I love you guys.
Yeah, it's great. If you're wondering who we're talking to, he's been on camera with us before. Jack Daniel, who's here in LA and doing really, really well. If you have a question for Jack, because I know all of you out there want to be as successful as he is, and if you don't, you're in the wrong business. Write it down. Put it in the chat room right now or on Facebook, wherever it is you're watching us live, and get that question in, and we will ask that question to him in the next segment. So get that in there right now, wherever you're watching. So what were some of the other successful strategies you employed? Now, obviously, just getting better at what you do. But
yeah.
You had the opportunities. You got into a lot of people's studios, I imagine. And what went on in there when suddenly you're like, give us what you got?
I'm trying to come up with a convincing and interesting answer. And I'm not going to pull that out of my... I'm not going to say the word I was just going to say. I think
you can. This is not a children's show.
Yeah,
we
but my mother's going
to
watch this. And
oh,
so
okay. Never mind.
She doesn't even think I curse.
Okay.
That's also not true. I think, honestly, I just took advantage of opportunities when they came up. I went to all these workshops. I had my best foot forward. But every time I did have a job, and at first they weren't that often, and then it would become more increasingly so, and I'd start to get repeat business. I've always believed that, and I take this from my sales background or just client service background, you know, I'm very conscientious and, you know, I could be a total jerk in every other way. Just don't start talking, Wendy. But when I'm talking to a client or to my agent or my manager, I believe truly in customer service, you know, the service mindset. So when they ask me for something, I'll give it to them plus, you know, I'll do a little bit more, you know, maybe if I did a session and it was directed by phone patch or something. You know, I'll do some cuts for them. I'll make sure that it's okay if they don't just want the file. Or I'll just try to think what else I can do. If at the end of the session they say, is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to try? I always say yes. Even if I don't have an idea, I'll say, hey, I don't actually have something that's coming to mind, but do you mind if I just do a couple more runs and see if something pops out? And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but it's the willingness to work and play with them that right. they appreciate.
Yeah. It's really important. I found that you want to be original, you want to be different from everybody. But when you get that opportunity, you got to show them what you got.
You got to show them what you got.
But then realize that, as you were saying, it's not about showing them how good you are. It's really more about showing them who you are. And more importantly, that you are there to serve them, that you are there to give them what they need.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about service, right? You know, right. We're like the last thing on their list. You know, by the time they've cut up all their spots, you know, the voiceover is just almost an afterthought. And so you just got to be able to deliver it quickly and surely and give them what they want and maybe something else, but at least give them exactly what they want and not let your ego come in. Like I never say, you know what, you really want to try it this way. I may ask them if they'd like to try right. something different, but I am there to fill a need. And hopefully I can do that each time quickly and professionally and get out because they have no time at all. These guys are so harried. You know, the women and men I work for, to do like say trailers or promo, they have no time at all. And yeah. so they're like, if you get directed, get it done, which is rare.
Get it out, right.
These days, almost everything's done wild. But, you know, if you're in a session, they've got maybe 5 minutes and they're just, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? Okay, now try that and do less now. And then you're done.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Have you had any situations where you're like in a studio working on something and then somebody comes in the back door of the booth and says, we got something else. Can you do this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens pretty often. In fact, it happened recently. I was doing a spot for Ford versus Ferrari with this is very unusual, with one trailer house.
Yeah.
And the odd thing is, while we were on, what do they call it? Fiber. They were on fiber. And all of a sudden, they're like, one sec, Jack. I'll be right back. And so this guy, Zach, he's a great guy. He comes back on. He says, well, this is a little unusual, but the studio wants to know if you'll read another spot, but it's not our spot.
Right.
It's actually for another trailer house, but they just decided they want your voice in it. So we're all here. Everybody's together. Is that okay with you? I'm like, it's okay with me.
Right, it's
like,
right.
Are you okay with it? And he's like, of course, we're fine. You know, it's more collegial, I think, sometimes than people think, even though they're all competing with each other. They all know each other and they're friends.
Right.
But I thought it was very unusual, you know, for that sort of thing to happen.
Yeah. What's really fun is when they say, oh, and this is how much we're paying you for this extra spot.
You know, it's funny. You know, it can be very surprising. You could do 4 minutes of work and be very surprised at the number that comes up.
Yeah.
And then other times you're in there for 2 hours and you're very surprised in another way when the number comes up. But I do, you know, I don't really, I'm not in a position to say no. I know many talents who are in that blessed position where they can say, no, that's not for me. You know, I pretty much do whatever comes down the, you know, sizzle reels. I do corporate stuff. I love doing commercials and all. Class A pays well. Trailer pays well. Promo pays. It's not like big money, but it's all about,
you know, it's consistent.
Tags and
yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'll do whatever because I'm always trying to increase my skill set and because I'm loving it and I'm
right.
You know, for me it's still relatively new.
Yeah. So one of the things that kept you from us is suddenly you were on call. What
yes.
was that? What's that like and what's that all about?
When I joined up with Jason Helsner, who's my manager, basically the thing that became important was I had to be available usually later in the day, say from like, it changes. It could be in the morning too, but it usually from late afternoon, sometimes through 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, he'll get something. If we're on a campaign together, then it could just be, they've completely changed the spot. Now you got to do
right.
it again. Or it's just, you know, they just need to do a bunch of tags for this. Or it might be an audition for a new spot. You know, it's like, okay, these guys are looking for a new voice for this. Can you get this back to me in 20 minutes?
Right.
And so I pretty much have to be near my studio. Even though technically I'm near my studio, when I'm here, it's about getting it turned around quickly.
Right.
And if I'm going to have a good chance at whatever it is we're going after, my deal with myself, again, I'm always making these deals with myself and I always come out on the bottom of these deals somehow. But I just thought, you know, I'm going to be available. I'm going to be at least one of the guys who's there to say yes when everyone else isn't available.
Right. Once again, our guest is Jack Daniel, not the Tennessee Sippin' Whiskey. But
sorry to disappoint if that's what you're here
but
for.
But he's just as smooth. So if you've got a question for Jack about...
That was smooth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've got a question for Jack, again, throw it in the chat room right now. Somebody's watching it. George is watching it. Sue, our amazing technical director, is watching it. And we will get that question too. What's that?
Yep, I'm watching it.
Well, keep an eye on that.
George, how you doing, man?
I'm just trying to literally copy and paste a single line of text into Google Drive right now. So it's a great night.
How much medication are you on exactly? You
could be not enough. Not enough.
Well, that's what's really important. So let me ask you this one. Mm-hmm. Of all the things that you did try, you said some things didn't work. What were some things? Because I'm sure people are wondering, what are some strategies that don't work when you're trying to really establish yourself in a new place?
Blackmail. I mean, I tried that from the get-go, and it just took me nowhere.
It worked for me.
You know, keep in mind, you know, I've had this other career, and so I'm coming at this different from some of the younger viewers here,
right,
who may not have had, you know, a lot of life in the corporate world. So I do bring a lot of those skills to bear, and I think that has given me a leg up. You will learn these things if you are one of said younger folks.
Yeah. Well, sales is really, really important.
Really important.
Yeah.
You know? It's also that like you learn what not to sell as well as how to sell by not saying anything.
Right.
But just you learn some of the skills about client service and how to be top of mind for folks without being incredibly annoying. Just the level of annoying you see here plus one. But I'm trying to think. You asked me a specific question.
Yes.
Things that didn't work. Everything I've done has just been gold, so I just don't know how to know it.
Clearly, it has. I mean,
now, I really, it sounds evasive, but the truth is, I was lucky in my timing in some ways. I wish I'd started earlier, but the fact that I started when I did, I'm bringing all these life skills to bear, and I think it has helped me tremendously.
Yeah. How old are you now?
52.
52. Guy doesn't look a day over 25.
Now that's not that smooth, and I don't believe you. 26.
26.
Okay. That's very kind of you.
Well, again, Jack Daniel is our guest. You're also a gear geek.
I love it.
Tell us about, I mean, I've seen your booth. I've been in there. I've talked on your U87 and
I don't have that anymore.
You got rid of it. Good boy. Good boy.
And the reason I did that, Dan, is because I have a smaller booth. Mine's 5x4.
Right.
And the U87 doesn't want to be in that room.
No, it needs to be in a big studio, which is what it's for.
And I take a lot of the booth up already because I'm kind of a big guy. And the U87 just sounded like it was caged because it was so boxy and beautiful mic. I really love the mics because I use them sometimes when I go to studios. But I ended up selling that. What I do have is a 416, which I use all the time. But for those instances where I'm doing a narration or something that requires less of an incisive punch, I will use a Geffel UMT-70S.
Mm-hmm. Nice mic.
Really nice mic. And it's one of the few large condenser mics that actually sounds good in a box. So that's been a real plus for me.
Yeah.
I use an Avalon M5 as my preamp. I use universal interface equipment. All Megami cabling. I'm into the Megami. What else do I have?
Like, it makes a difference. Just point A to point B.
Yeah, but I can say I have Megami cable, and that's all I really care about.
Yeah, really.
I got
to put that on your resume, Megami cable.
Yeah.
It's
no, it makes pretty much no difference at all. But I think it'll probably last longer, maybe than a cheaper cable. But they're all pretty good these days. You don't need to spend up.
Right. And if you got a soldering gun, no problem.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not the handiest guy in the world, though. I may be like kind of into the tech, but I'm not a handy guy.
Yeah. Now you've got an Avalon, as I recall.
The M5, the solid state.
Yeah. Do you like that, and why do you like that?
I like it because I find that it helps me. It's all about what makes you feel good, because in the end, you can use almost any interface over $100 and do professional work. It, you know,
it's not going to change the way you read copy.
It's not, but it makes me feel a certain way. And, you know, so that the sound that it has, I think matches well with a 416. Trying to complement the fact, you know, I live kind of in the lower spectrum of sound. So I need to make sure that all the higher bits are being picked up faithfully.
Right.
Give me more articulation, more incisiveness. That's why I like that combination. I feel like the Avalon is bright and three-dimensional to me. It sounds 3D. When I got that, it really did sound different to me from, say, the built-in preamp in the Universal Audio that I had.
Right.
Does it matter in terms of what people are hearing on the other end? Probably not.
Yeah.
But for me, I loved how it sounded, so it makes me feel strong.
Yeah. George, your thoughts on that?
It's like your Samson's hair.
Exactly. George knows because he sets up my equipment, so he knows exactly what I have.
A lot of this gear is like Samson's hair at the end of the day.
It really is.
I mean, if it makes it's the reason people buy expensive cars. It's the reason they buy nice clothes. It just, you know,
I got an expensive car because it makes me sound better. That's why I did that.
Right. When you record in the back seat. No, it's just, it is one of those things. Like when you get to a certain point, there's some people that get joy in what they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun too. That can be fun, like that, you know, when you're working remotely, of course, is one of those kind of situations.
Yeah.
But other than when you're in the safety of your own studio and just having, knowing absolutely for sure, you've done everything you can possibly do to get a great sound, yeah, and you like the way you sound on it, especially the kind of work you're doing, you know, it can make a difference. And I'm hearing more now that people are actually inquiring about gear that's being used in the home studio. Have you found that to be the case at all?
Inquiring about?
Like, yeah.
What are you using? You're a success. Always, what are you using?
Always.
No, are the talent, I mean, are the casting or studio, anybody ever asking like, hey, what gear you got in there?
Not much. I mean, if I'm waiting for like the producer to come in or the CD or whatever, and I'm just talking to the engineer, then maybe, you know, we'll start. That's a good conversation to have after you've done the weather and all that. They're interested for sure. But I don't think people are generally all that interested in what you have. As long as does it sound good, then it's just like, okay, are you doing what I need you to do? That's all they're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good on the other end. They're like, we can't tell what you got. I mean, yeah, you're using a realistic, you know, electric condenser mic, but you sound great.
Right.
They don't really care. Once again, Jack Daniel is our guest. We're going to take a break and figure out what else we're going to talk about. So stay tuned here on VoiceOver Body Shop. We'll be right back with Jack Daniel.
This is the Latin lover narrator from Jane the Virgin, Anthony Mendez, and you're enjoying Dan and George on the VoiceOver Body Shop.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone. But it's so much more. The files are ready. Don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
It's just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
Question. What's the biggest challenge you have with voiceover? What's been the puzzle you need to solve? The question you need answered? Well, David H. Lawrence XVII and the coaching team at VOHeroes.com want to know. As we head into the new year, they're planning new courses and new training, and they want to find out what you need most. And it's easy to let him know. Just drop him an email at david@voheroes.com and let him know what you'd like to know. Is it tech-oriented? Is it about auditioning? Is it about booking more work, finding an agent, podcasting, audiobooks, performance questions? Whatever that one thing is that keeps you up at night, that makes you scratch your head, or that you've always wanted to know about success in VO, email David and ask. The email address again is david@voheroes.com. That's david@voheroes.com.
As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. and it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
This is Bill Ratner, and you're enjoying VoiceOver Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam, VOBS.TV.
All right, I had a chance to shave.
You look great, by the way.
And change the
shirt.
You
missed a little right here.
Right there? Okay, well. Anyway, we're talking with Jack Daniel about what it takes to, like, pick yourself up from wherever it was that you were.
The bathroom floor at Macy's, yes. Downtown San Francisco.
And you find yourself here in L.A. And doing pretty well. And, I mean, so are there any projects that you're working on now that you could – you haven't signed an NDA you can tell us about? Or
there's not too many NDAs other than with commercial work, and I don't really do much with games, but there's a couple of trailer things I'm working on, which I really can't, I don't think I'm supposed to really talk about, but I do Investigation Discovery. I'm continuing to narrate the show Murder Loves Company, so that's really fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of great coaches, I should drop a name. Tom Pinto is probably one of the absolute best narration coaches I've ever met. But I worked with him a lot. I continue to work with people like him and Dave Walsh and Harry Dunn. I find their help invaluable. Well, it's not invaluable. They do value it and they make me pay them. So
yeah. But it's worth every penny.
It's worth every penny. And you know what? You had asked me before about things that didn't work and did work. And I should mention that one of my favorite things to do that I continue to do all the time, and I think it's been very helpful, is I go to the websites, the manager sites, the agency sites, and I just listen to people. And I listen very actively. I sit there and I take notes, and then I go into the booth and I try to replicate what I'm hearing. That helps me to say, why is this person doing so well? And how would that approach sound with my voice? And it gives me some insights from time to time. That'll work in a lot of ways, but it's not as good as having someone else say, yeah, but, and then somebody who knows what they're talking about to help you, you know, put that in perspective. But I do think if in terms of zero cost and just expanding your horizons in as cheap a way and as easy a way as possible, that's one, is just to go to the sites and listen.
So in other words, do your homework.
Do your homework. Sounds I could have just said that, but then, you know.
No, it sounded much better the way you said it. The tone was just right and everything. So, George, we have a few questions from our voluminous audience out there.
Yeah, they actually are. First one comes from John Keeney. John. He said, hey, ask him about his morning coffee ritual.
John knows me, so this is a bit of a loaded question, but I'm kind of like a monk when it comes to my coffee. I have a very particular set of skills. I have a very particular machine, a very particular... Wendy will tell the same thing.
What machine do you have?
It is the Mocha Master. It's from Holland, or the Netherlands, as Paul Strickwarder would make us say. It's a fantastic machine. It's built like a tank, and it heats the water up at the exact right temperature. I have a grinder that's very particular. I'm just very... It has to be just so. And I really love my coffee. I don't drink tons of coffee, but in the morning, that's how I like to start my day, with some reading and some coffee.
Don't talk to me before
the coffee's happening.
I completely relate to that. I've got my Jura Cappresso. I just press the button. It grinds the beans, makes the coffee.
And I need the ritual of putting it together and
causing it to
be put together. Yeah. As I point it, Wendy.
I grind mine in a NutriBullet and then use an AeroPress. A little
because,
ghetto.
Because
but...
he can.
But that's kind of the engineer's approach, isn't it, though? You're kludging it. I love it.
And fast as humanly possible.
And fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Got a great question here from Get Fred's Voice.
Fred North.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, Fred's a great guy. He says, do you think you would have come close to the same level of success if you were still in Philly?
Probably not. Although I would have access to New York.
Yeah.
So there's stuff going on in Philly for sure. I mean, Paul Stefano's out there, and I know there's some great studios there. It's just that it's not a hub for the business, certainly not for trailer work and,
right.
and promo work. You can do a lot in New York, and a lot of people do, but I think to do what I have wanted to do, this was pretty important for me. And I do get that question from folks a lot. How can I do it from my place in Oregon or West Virginia? It's like, I don't think it's impossible, and it's becoming more and more possible, but for people to get to know you, and it is still a business of relationships. And,
you've got to do it face to face.
They respect getting to know you. Who am I working with? People want to work with people they know and like.
Right.
So that is part of the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim, because Kim followed it up saying, it's basically a tag on to that saying, let alone anywhere else other than LA. But like you said, it doesn't really change the answer. It's relationships.
Yeah.
And especially in anything that's Hollywood or Hollywood tangentially related, it's animation, super relationshipy. Trailer,
probably not. But certainly for commercial work, you can definitely find that anywhere. You can do narration a lot, almost anywhere. And you get people like the Mark Ryders, who's in Florida, Tom Pinto, who's in the Bay Area. Of course, they're kind of established talents, so that also makes it a lot easier for them. They're a known quantity. But I think once you get known, you could probably make a move if people trust
Tom Kane, wherever Tom Kane is.
Fabulous talent. Yeah.
No, middle of nowhere. Horace Black. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Knowing that you now know and have learned from trial and error, what top three things would you do if you're approaching the LA market or in VO in general? Like, some coaches you'd train with. You mentioned coaches earlier, but
I did.
Couple
heavy duty, I guess, name dropping.
He wants to have all of the secrets in three quick answers.
I name drop those people not because they've asked me to, but more because they'll kill me if I don't. No, actually, it's because I believe in them. Some people have a poo-poo attitude toward coaching. I think if you're coming from a place where you don't already have some expertise in the craft of voiceover, it's absolutely imperative to shortcut your way. It's going to save you so much time to talk to people who know what they're doing for two reasons. They'll help you with your skills. You know, if you have the talent, they will develop it for you, but also they will give you inside knowledge. And that was at least as important as learning the skills. It's like, how does this business work? Because you can go to all the websites and you read all the books, but you still don't feel like you know what's happening. You know, it's like, so what do I do exactly when I'm in a session? Or, and you go to Facebook and you hear 10 different, you guys talk about this with tech, you hear 10 different answers and they're all different. And you don't know who's knows and who's just pretending to know. And everyone's trying, but I think you really need to talk to the people who know. So number one, I would say, three things, I would find the best. The people who are putting the services out there, ask questions about them, ask people who you admire. Would you study with this person and why? Because most people are willing to share if you ask nicely and you aren't a total jerk. That said, I have gotten requests from people like, this is a real thing too. Some guy goes, hey, my daughter really, I don't know if he talks like this, but he should. My daughter's really into the voiceover. I'm pretty sure she's really, really good. What do I do? Yeah. I said, well, number one, here's what I gave him this long email, asking about acting and, what I would do for coaching. Absolutely no response after that.
Right.
And that happens a lot. People say, oh, you have to do work. That's not for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's why they call it work.
I was going to say voiceover.
Yeah.
I failed.
Well, you mentioned Tom Pinto a bit ago. He just had a compliment. He said, you're the consummate pro, always with the greatest attitude. Besides your great voice and your work ethic, it's a big part of your success.
Wow.
Everyone wants to work with you.
That's
what Tom said.
Tom Pinto, that means a lot to me.
That is high praise indeed.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you, Tom.
And one last question. Another one from J. Horace Black. Do you have the same VO booth, or did you get a new booth from the one we discussed a while back?
If you can remember. Same booth I caused to be made as soon as I moved down here. I had Scott Peterson build me one of his booths. So it's a double-walled booth. So it's in terms of, is it a beautiful booth? Not as beautiful as some, not like a studio bricks, but does it work? Absolutely. I use it all the time. And I actually hinted to Wendy that I was considering buying a studio bricks, and she's like, for what? And I had no good answer because, like, other than it's cool. And so I probably will stick with this booth for some time.
Yeah. You keep mentioning Wendy, who's also a voice, a voice talent.
She is also a voice
talent. Why don't you give us the old, there she is. Way.
Hey, hello, Wendy.
All right.
Way down there.
Makes this place look so huge, doesn't it?
It really does. It's palatial, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, like the palace we have behind us here. This is actually the Hungarian Parliament building.
I was greeted by the North Face usher when I walked in. It was very polite. Should give him a raise.
We're planning on it. You know, it's, you know, we're going to change the entire look in here. It's going to look like this restaurant in Budapest. It's like gargoyles and all sorts of things, but.
Yeah, I was talking to my manager recently. I said, we should raise my rate. And he's like, I'm planning on it at some point.
That's the kind of manager you want. I'm like, it's not going to happen. You know, anyway, so Jack, it's been great having you here.
A pleasure. It's like coming home, but with no food.
Thanks, there's Jack. Food.
Of a type.
All right. So we don't have like a turkey dinner out here, but you know,
yeah,
Christmas isn't until next week.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan. It's been wonderful to see you again.
It's always a pleasure to see you. You know, and I know we'll probably see each other Wednesday night at the VoiceOver Collective party.
We absolutely will. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and now that's a great party. You know, if you're here in the LA area, join the VoiceOver Collective. You know, Jay and Tim are going to just love me saying this, but we have this we have this great party every year. The you know, even at my advanced age, it's still like. Am I at a fraternity party or something? You know, you can never get out because everyone, hey, Dan, how you doing? Hey, it's like you try to get to the door and you can't. And you're stuck there for the rest of the night.
Well, you're a factor, as they say. You're a factor in the VO world.
A factor?
Yeah.
I was told there would be no math. Never any math.
Always causing division.
Voiceover. Anyway, Jack.
Tell everyone I said hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
George, I'm sorry you're not here in person, but I'm also glad because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah. Me
but
too.
But I miss you, man. I'm sure I'll see you. I won't see you Wednesday.
No.
He'll just phone it in. All right. Jack Daniel's been our guest. Thanks for joining us. George and I'll be right back to wrap things up right after this.
This is Anthony Mendez, and you're watching VoiceOver Body Shop.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
Source Elements, those are the creators of Source Connect. That is a software that voice acting pros are being demanded to have in their home studios by the commercial studios of the world. How do I know this? Well, I've set up software for everybody on every platform and in every scenario you can imagine, and this is the one that people are being requested to get. It's a standalone application, doesn't run on a Google Chrome browser. So you have a lot more stability involved. And this software has been tried and true, tested, improved, the whole nine for well over 10 years now. So if you really want to be establishing a business in voiceover that works with the top studios in the world, top agents, that kind of thing, make sure you have Source Connect locked and loaded in your studio. Absolutely important. Go get a 15-day free trial at source-elements.com, 15-day free trial. You don't need an iLock little USB dongly thing to get set up with Source Connect standard right away. So go give it a try and tell them we sent you. We'll be right back right after this.
And now it's time to talk about our good friend Harlan Hogan and VoiceOver Essentials. And, you know, it's the holiday season. And, you know, if you're a voice actor, there are certain things that perhaps you really need to have. Yeah, you got to have a good microphone. You got to have a good booth. But you also have to have a quiet place to work. And one of the ways you can keep your home quiet is by having one of the greatest inventions of all time from Harlan Hogan, and that is the Harlan Hogan voice over recording sign. And here's mine over here. You can see it on the wall, and I can, it has a great little remote. I can change the colors. I can change all sorts of, it'll change. Look, watch this. It will slowly change to another color, and you put it on the door of your studio, and you can have like color codes and all sorts of stuff. Like, it's like, well, all right, if it's flashing yellow or if it's flashing orange or whatever, that means I'm recording. Stay out of here. Be quiet. So check this out. Now's the time to get one of these things, because you only have a couple of days until Christmas. And if you want to buy them, buy them now, because he's got them in stock and you can get it delivered before Santa has to drop it down the chimney or leave it underneath your menorah or whatever. Or actually tell your spouse or your significant other that this is what you want. Or if they're watching, this is what he or she wants. Get yourself a Harlan Hogan voice over recording sign with the little remote that it comes with, and it will allow you to control your destiny as far as sound goes in your booth. Thanks, Harlan, for being our sponsor here for almost 9 years on Voice Over Body Shop. Go buy one of these things. Go over to his website, voiceoveressentials.com, and buy everything. It'll make him happy. It'll make us happy. But most important, it'll make you happy.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. Voiceover Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions, bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
Ooh, I think I heard the Voice Over Body Shop. I did hear the Voice Over Body Shop. Big old body shop.
Now we're back on Voice Over Body Shop. George, you feeling any better after, you know, not having to be here for a little bit?
Oh, well, it's, you know, I don't know who else has had this flu, but you'll feel good parts of the time and not so great others, but the coffee did help kick things up a little bit. I'm hanging in there. I'm going to be better by Christmas one way or the other.
Darn well better be. Yeah, it's, you know, having the flu sucks. Get a flu shot. You know, and you still can, because I hear it's going to be a bad flu season. But fortunately, you're not here to spread it here. So, but again, you're doing what you got to do. Next week on this show, and we're about to record it, Tech Talk 23. I don't know how it is that we've come up with stuff to talk about each week for almost 9 years, but we're going to try and do that again. So make sure if, you know, I mean, you're going to be dealing with relatives and making dinner and all that other stuff. Have us on in the background and learn about tech. I think that'd be a great way to spend your holiday week. Don't you? All right.
Indeed.
Yes. And then we're not exactly sure what we're going to do on the 30th, but we're going to do a show between Christmas and New Year's, and we'll come up with something. I don't know. We'll think of
it. Maybe it could be somewhat party-like.
It really should be. But next year, we're thinking about, you know, Elaine Clark wants to be with us, Joe Cipriano, and a bunch of other guys who and gals who've been on the show before, but are just big time people and have gotten even bigger. So we'll get them on the show next year as well. Plus, we also want to do some roundtables. So if you've got any suggestions for roundtables, tell us about them. I mean, we want to do a tech roundtable, but we're talking about doing one on demos and a number of other things. So we've got some big plans for 2020.
Show us what you want to see next year. you know, roundtables for sure. We haven't done any in a while. So, but, you know, we want to hear from you guys. If roundtables is something you want to do or want to hear from, then tell us. They're more work to produce. You know, we got to cast a bunch of people, line it all up. So, but we want to do them because we think you guys learn as much, if not more, from them.
Absolutely.
A roundtable of experts. Yeah. So let us know.
Yeah. What's most important is they always agree with us. So who are our donors of the week?
Yes, the donors. Let's head over to my notes and read those to you. Here we go. Michael Kearns, Rob
Ryder.
Ryder. Almost said Reiner, but I'm sure he's heard that before. Christy Burns, Joseph Harrison, Brian Rausch, Graham Spicer up in the Great White North, Antland Productions,
Uncle Roy, East
Coast, Michelle Blanker, and Sarah Borges. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
You guys have all donated repeatedly on our show. Some of you for several or, dare I say, many years.
Many years.
It's incredibly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And there's a donate button right on our website. If you're there, it says donate now. Couldn't be any easier. Also, we'd love you to join our mailing list, which is up to about 624. We want to hit 1,000 by the end of the year. So tell everyone you know to sign up on our mailing list, because then you know who's going to be on, because I usually will send that out, an announcement, who's going to be on the show, and then you'll know. And you're like, well,
does something happen? Like, do we get a stone plaque that we hang on the wall, like the Ten Commandments, for getting 1,000 mailing list subscribers?
Yeah, it's a gold newsletter.
It's like the YouTube play button, you know, for a million views.
But absolutely, absolutely. Hey, and show us your booths. This week we didn't have a booth. What we have here is the Hungarian Parliament.
There might be a booth somewhere in there.
There were fascinating things in the Hungarian Parliament that you wouldn't think about. Like, we're wandering through there on this tour, and there are these large gold or brass trays in the windows with little curves and cuts in them with numbers. And you know, and Marcy's like, what do you think those were for? And I thought about it. I said, they're cigar holders. Because the guys would come out of legislation, and they would put their cigars down, and their cigars were, and they were numbered.
And so they wouldn't get it mixed up.
That's right. So when the tour guide came back out, I said, cigar trays? Yes. And they were, I was absolutely correct. I'd never seen that before, but I understood what that probably was. So interesting, but it is a beautiful building. But if you want to show us your booth, even if it's not quite this ornate, send them to us at the guys at VOBS, and make sure you send them in landscape, not portrait. Wow, everybody takes pictures in portrait.
This is not TikTok. This is a web stream. It's not TikTok. So give us a widescreen, please.
Exactly. Hey, and if you want to be in our studio, like this huge audience we have tonight of you know, nobody. Well, Wendy was here for a bit, but write to us again at the guys at VOBS.tv. And if you're in the greater Los Angeles area, or if you live here in the Valley and it's easy for you to get here, we'd love to have you here. We're here at 5 o'clock every other Monday night, and we'd love to have a live audience. It helps a whole lot in here. Also, we need to thank our amazing sponsors, because they're the ones that really make it happen, aside from you and me, and Sue, of course. But for example, Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials.
VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VOHeroes.com.
Voice Actor websites.
And J. Michael Collins demos.
All right. And of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of live and recorded webcasting. Thanks to Sue Merlino, who did a great job of making sure that everything works perfectly. She presses that button, she presses that button, and somehow we miraculously appear on your computer screen or wherever it is you're watching this. So thanks to her. And of course, Lee Pinney for being Lee Pinney. Well, I'm Dan Leonard.
I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver.
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. Feel better, George.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next week. But enjoy this show. This was a great interview with Jack Daniel. and we'll see you next time.